From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump and his French counterpart, Emmanuel Macron, Tuesday, said they discussed ways to strengthen the 2015 international nuclear agreement with Iran. Mr. Trump, however, did not indicate clearly whether he intends to reimpose sanctions on Tehran next month. He spoke at a joint news conference at the White House.
Because this is a deal with decayed foundations. It's a bad deal. It's a bad structure. It's falling down. Should have never, ever been made.
Mr. Macron, speaking through an interpreter, referred to the possibility of a new deal that would address regional concerns beyond Iran and its nuclear program.
This is the only way to bring about stability. France is not naive when it comes to Iran. We have also a lot of respect for the Iranian people, which through their history, its history always has always shown its strength. But we do not repeat the mistakes of the past.
Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, in an interview with the Associated Press Tuesday, said if the U.S. withdraws from the nuclear accord, his government would no longer be bound by its obligations. Congolese opposition leader Felix Tshisekedi Tuesday presided over the first authorized mass rally in the Democratic Republic of Congo in nearly 2 years. He dismissed speculation he might cut a deal with President Joseph Kabila and serve as his prime minister. Tshisekedi told supporters not to be distracted but prepared to get him to win the election. Thousands supporting the Union for Democracy and Social Progress gathered in Kinshasa as the country readies for expected elections designed to replace President Joseph Kabila in December. This is VOA News.